We've been discussing, again, this broader topic, which is Lo'irov Lo'imatzeh, and we've been discussing different aspects of it, but especially how it, how it fits in vis-a-vis parallel issues in Kol HaTorah Kula that discuss the status of Bailus and of Rishus, right? Lo'yira'eh. And of course, Lacha. And the other focus on Lo Yimatzei, right, and on Batechem, Gvulchem, etc. And whether or not there are two dinim, how we define each of these dinim, how each of these dinim fit into Kol HaTorah Kula. Again, it's not a coincidence that this is a massive topic. It's, it has to be a massive topic because it's touching on Kol HaTorah Kula as it's applied to Baal Yirah. Okay. Specifically, we're discussing the question of Kabbalah Sachrayas, which we're not finished with, as well as the Ptur of Yichud Labayas. And the question in both cases, since both of these derive from Lo Yimatzeh, number one, how that phenomenon can be or how to treat it, because one is a chumra, one is a kula, one expands Baal Yira'eh, namely Kabbal Zacharias. And Lo Yimatzeh, at least in Yichud Bayis, restricts or constricts Baal Yira'eh. It's a ptur. So again, are these, two different dinim from the same pasuk and two different unrelated dimensions, one about Bailus, one about Rishus, something like that? Or upon further reflection, is both the Kula and the Chumra within the same, like the Kula, let's say, is a limitation on the Chumra? Also possible, a discussion of the Shagasari, but it's implicit in some Rishonim. Or there are just two dinim, but the two dinim, either come from two different aspects or come from the same point. Because the more that we perceive Baal Yira'eh Lo'imatzeh in more unconventional or personal terms, it's about tziruf and the relationship that you have to the chametz, as opposed to being more driven by objective factors like, your bailus, your exclusive bailus, your shared bailus, all those kind of issues, or the extent to which it's physically in your rishus, legally in your rishus, etc. The more we think that this is about your emotional and intellectual connection to the chametz, the more it's possible that that doesn't have to be gauged, either lechumra or lekula. It can go in either direction. I mean, there can be situations where you have a formal connection, but personally, you are far from it, or you've already, taken steps to distance yourself from it. And you can have the opposite. You can have, and that'll be a kula, and you can have situations where your connection is inadequate, insufficient, legally and formally, in terms of your title, in terms of the extent to which is considered to be in your domain. But since you haven't rejected it, or there are still ties that bind you and associate you, identify you with it because of your previous connection and so on, or whatever, so that's going to be a chumra. Okay, so that's really what we have been discussing. It's also, in addition to the Lo Yimatzeh in both directions, Kabbal Zacharias and on the one hand, and the Heter, the Ptur of Yichud Labayis on the other. Of course, this is parallel to, and we always want to know what the relationship with is to the other seeming, Chumra, which establishes Baal Yira'eh as being on the, an exception to the normal rules. And that is the din of Shnei Dvarim Meina Meshusa Shalom Asana Kasev Kila Meshusto, right? One of them being, Chametz Bepesach. And that too, we've seen, can be used or invoked Lekula or l'chumra. It seems like a mass of chumra. It is mostly a mass of chumra. Again, we're not so sure how expansive it should be. And yet, it also is used to explain limits, you know, and kulas, including the Ran view that hefker, which doesn't apply or doesn't work in Kol Torah Kulam, will work here because of schema data ladats Torah, as we've discussed. So it's interesting to discuss Lo Yimatzei's dual character or each one of its, you know, applications. And in parallel, Lo Yimatzei, I'm sorry, in parallel, Shnei Dvarim. So this is particularly acute, I would say, in the Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Yud Aleph. We're going to try to go through the Minchas Chinuch. If we don't get to finish it today, we'll try to finish it with it on Sunday. But it's, you know, this the Minchas Chinuch in that very, you know, interesting piece on Yud Aleph discusses Lo Yimatzei a lot, you know, taking off from where the Shagas Aryeh kind of left off, how machmir should we be? How much should we expand the chiddush of Kabbalah Sachrayas? But at the same time, he happens to be very stingy, you could say, or very limiting, very elachidushe oriented when it comes to Shnei Dvarim Eina B'Shusa Shel Adam V'Asana Kasev Kila B'Shusa. In the same piece, like he wonders, you know, what about, I'm not going to do this now, just mention the case. What about, you know, let's say the tvua that the chametz comes from is Oster Bahana, not only because of chametz, but for other reasons. Kalaya Kara. Right? Will we still apply, you know, once we're saying, you know, Shnei Dvarim Eina B'Shusa Shel Basana Kasev Kila B'Shusa, will we still apply it? Even to the Isra'na of Kelaya Kerem, or only Machmas Chametz? Okay? Question which we've touched on already. And what about Legabe Kinyan? You know, and so on. In other words, how much do you want to expand? How much do you likely expand? So it's really interesting to note, I'll just talk about the phenomenon, then, you know, hopefully today, if not when we finish this part of it Sunday, you know, we'll document it. But the Minchas Chinuch is a great example of someone who, you know, contending with this parallel question, namely, you have a special din, a special gzeres hakasuv that is a rule breaker here. Okay, and let's even keep it on the chumra side for the moment, lechumra. So, but when it comes to shnei dvarim, right, he's very, very, very restrictive. He doesn't want to apply it to anything other than itself. Only davar, machmas, only Yisra'na, no, machmas, chametz itself. That's largely his view. And I don't think that that's obvious at all. We'll discuss each case. Another example, he talks about, can you be, you know, mafkir, your, let's say you want to be mafkir, your rishus. The Shagas Aryeh is like solution, right? Let's say you find chametz on Pesach, and you want to be mafkir your reshus. Can you do that, or are you going to say, well, you know, shnei dvarim eina b'reshus l'shalom asana kasev kila b'reshuso? So just like the isur hanah, you know, is connected to you and you can't get rid of it, sticks to you. So you can't get rid of it by you can't get rid of the isur by getting rid of your entire reshus either. Says the Minchas Chinuch. Why not? I mean, that's not a din in chametz. The only thing that the Torah said when it said "Asana kasev kila b'shusa" is "Exeris akasev," that if there is a built-in din in chametz, which would preclude another built-in din in a known din in chametz, namely if chametz is aser bahana, and that's going to preclude bal yiraya, right? Then there has to be exeris akasev. You need a kasav ashlishi amachriya b'neim because that can't be. There never, ever, by definition, would be bal yirah. And therefore, we must say that the surah anah of chametz is not an obstacle for Baal Yirat. But anything else, if it's also asur b'adah for another reason, or if you're talking about the other examples of ki'ilu b'rishuso, ki'ilu eino b'rishuso, you don't have that inherent clash. Therefore, that's not included in the Gezeiras HaKasuv. That's a very narrow reading of the Gezeiras HaKasuv. We'll talk about the alternatives we already have, but we'll get back to it. Okay? So, for example, if you want to talk about being Kona Chametz and Pesach and so on, the Minchas Chinuch's discussion of that is all based on objective Isur Hanah issues. Like, typically, like he starts quoting the Rishonim and the Sugyas in Avodah Zarah. Can you acquire Isur Hanah in other circumstances? Yeah, because for him, you know, we're not saying that Chametz is Isur Hanah is not Isur Hanah or typical Isur Hanah. And we're certainly not saying that you don't need bailos, you know, and so on and so forth. So he's very stingy, very limiting on the chumrah of Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Lazar or whatever it is. At the same time, right, you have this other phenomenon, and that is like the Minchas Chinuch going to town. You know, he, as I say, he continues where the Shagas Aryeh left off. I'm not saying that the Shagas Aryeh wouldn't wholeheartedly agree. I don't know. It's very possible that he would. But meaning, when it comes to Lo Yibatzei of Kabbalah Sacharias being Machmir, right? Milchus Chinuch doesn't think that's constricted. He doesn't think that's Ein Kabbalah Chidusho. Probably because it's not structured and built in, you know, in the same way that, you know, the consequences or implications of Isur Hanah are built in to, you know, coexisting with Baal Yirat. So one he sees as a, you need a Kasav HaShlishi in limiting, and the other he sees, no, it's like a Megala Milsa that were tremendously machmir in Baal Yirat. So he throws in everything, practically everything. Ironically, actually, the one thing that he doesn't want to throw in, I don't know if this is coincidence or not, or psychological, or the one thing that he's hesitant to throw in is Isur Hanah typically being Eino Shelo. He says, you know, if Isur Hanah is typically Eino Shelo, then we should respect that, you know, even in Chametz. But everything else? What do I mean? Tovas Hanah. Well, that comes from a little bit from the Shagas Aryeh. I'll go through each one. Kinyan Peros, which is, we paskin typically, Eino Kikinyan Aguf. But here, you know, Tovas Hanah, Kinyan Peros, they're just going to be like Kabbalah Sacharias. Kinyan Durabanan, is it effective, you know, when it comes to on the Doraisa plane? You know, for Dinam Doraisa. Says even if it's not normally, maybe here it would be because Lo Yimatzei, Lo Gara, you know, Mikabala Sacharias. Tavel. I'll go through each one very quickly. Something which does not heterachila. Says, oh, typically heterachila? No heterachila. Then there's no bailos based on the sugyas and sukkah. Says, but you know, here, everything's up for grab, and we should be machmir leimatzei, like Tovas Hanah. It's like Achrayus. Rashi Shita, Pachas Mishava Pruta. Rashi holds, seems to hold in Sukkah, that if something is less than a Pruta, there's also no Bailas. So let's say you have Chametz, less than a Pruta. Is there a problem of Baal Yirat? So there's a Minchas Chinuch, yeah, probably included into the rubric of leimatzei, of Kabbalah Achrayus. So, I'm just giving you, I don't know, 50% of the examples. I mean, this is, a, you know, this is, as I said in the past, this is where the Minchas Chinuch, you know, is unsurpassed, you know, in finding all these cases. And so in many cases, and many, many times, he says, Logora, you know, Mikabalas Achrayas. Logora, Mikabalas Achrayas. And then when it comes to Yisrael, no, that's the one that he's missed out because maybe it's a bigger problem, you know. Maybe it's even more mufka, you know, than Kabbalah Sakhra. So it's not comparable. So it could just very well be that this is a window into the Minchas Chinuch's, you know, hierarchy of, you know, like-minded, you know, topics where you have things in the gray area on the border of Bailus. And he's just telling you, we know Kabbalah Sachrayas in the Gemara, and the rule is going to be anything that is more Bailus than Kabbalah Sachrayas, Kol Shekain, is going to be included in Baal Yirah, and anything less is not. It could be. But even if that is the case, or maybe if it's not, the other idea is that he sees the Lo Yimatzei as not just being a narrow chiddush or just allowing you, you know, to escape, you know, real insoluble conundrum, you know, like how can you have Baal Yirah if Chametz is Asur Bahana? You know, that plagues every single case. You know, so that's Gzeiras HaKasuv. But when it comes to Lo Yimatzei, there's no reason why Kabbalah Zacharias, you know, has to be included in Lo Yirah, in Baal Yirah Baal Yimatzei. So, you know, there already, it sounds like we're expanding the parameters of Shiloh, Lecha, or we're saying even more that any association and connection, you know, is enough. That's the other extreme. Or in the middle, like I've said before, you know, we're allowing lesser forms of Bailus, or maybe Rishus, you know, to be enough. And once we're doing that, you know, then the floodgates open, and then the possibility of applying this to 10 other things becomes very, very real. And then the default is, of course, it has to be a little hierarchical, because still it's, you know, like we said the other day, the paradigm case is always going to be important, no matter what. The nature of its importance, namely, is it the only exception? Or, you know, does it define the nature of the new or the reevaluated rule, and how so, you know, that's what good analysis is all about. Okay, so what Lo Yimatzei teaches us and where you draw the line is still a huge question. But that's very different than saying, you know, like what Minchas Chinuch thinks you need to say in Shnei Dvarim Einam B'Shusa Shel Ramasa Nakasa B'Kil B'Shusa. But for us, meaning, if we move away from the Minchas Chinuch, these questions are parallel. You know, I understand why he makes the distinction that he makes, that I've just explained it. But that doesn't mean that it's mukrach. It doesn't mean that all Rishonim or Achronim accept it. It doesn't even mean that if you have these two broad possibilities, you know, that you might be mechalek in the other direction. You might say that Lo Yimatzei is very limited, you know, and is very narrow and very targeted. Whereas Shnei Dvarim Einam B'Shusa Shel Adam, maybe that's very expansive. Okay, so this is a very interesting, very important question. So on the nature of Kabbalah Zacharias, I wanted to speak a little bit more and pick up now where we were the other day. Again, you know, the questions are, Kabbalah Zacharias, says the Gemara, if you pass Kandavar Gorin Lamamon, Lav Kamamon, and even if you pass Kandavar Gorin Lamamon, Kim Momon, since, you know, Kol Hechadisa Be'ene Hadrabe, right? So for both of those reasons, the first even more than the second, obviously, you know, you would think that this falls short of what you need for Baal Yirah. And the Kamashman is Lo Yimatzei. And now the question is, so the first line of reasoning we've already discussed is within Kabbalah Zacharias itself. Like, what level do you need? Is it going to be Shol Shomer Chinam or something in between? Is it going to be formal or, you know, even pragmatic, Ayde Anus, informal? Is it going to be Dine Torah Zacharias, limited to, you know, you would think the Parsha of Shomrim, or even, let's say, more Kabbalah Zacharias. It does apply to Akum. That's the case. It's the paradigm case, which is such a fascinating thing, right? So all these questions are going to come, obviously, you know, to the fore. You know, but the bigger question behind them is Lo Yimatzei telling us that Kabbalah Zacharias is Shelo, Lagabe Chametz, and that's how we treat it going forward, once we know this, there's a kasu? Or is it telling us, Hare Ein Ze Shelo, V'Afal Pichein, it is Chayim? In which case, the gray area, other cases that the Shagas Aryeh and Minchas Chinuch and others explore, you know, are all on the table. But even more than that, we should look within for nafkaminas between Shelo and Kabbalah Zacharias. Just like we might be looking at nafkaminas between the different types of Kabbalah Zacharias, as we've discussed. Okay? So for the Rishonim, what we would be interested in is formulation. When they deal with Lo Yimatzei as determining Kabbalah Zacharias, do they formulate it as Legabe this din, it's Shelo? Or do they say Afal Pishenu Shelo? And Nafkamina. Okay? So this is something to look to do thoroughly, but we don't have time right now, you know, to do everything completely thoroughly. That would be the best. So just like, you know, let's jump in and out for a minute. So I think if you look at Tosas in Bav Metzia and Pei Beis, which they refer you to on the side of the Gemara, right? You know, you get a very interesting formulation. Eli, you saw it or not? No? The Tosas refers it to here, right? Tosas here in Bav Amud Aleph says to look at Ayin Tosas Bav Metzia Pei Aleph from Beis Dibur Masavaha. Anybody see it? Again, we need more work on this topic, especially to connect it to some of the sugyas in Kol Shel. We just don't have time right now. So we're doing the principles. But here in that slow, the sugya and Daf Lamed Aleph, of course, quoted here very prominently. Yonatan, you saw it?
Yeah, I got a chance to look at the end of the hall.
Okay, great. So what does Tosas there say?
Tosas is basically saying, he at the very end of the Tosas, he says that regarding that which we said on Vav Amud Aleph, if the Yisrael specified the house for the Nachridus or the Chametz, there's no Chuyav to be Mevayer, even though it's considered to be his Chametz since he was Mekabel Achrayas. Because he was Yichid Lo Bayis, it's not considered to be Matzoy, and this proves that Shalcha alone is insufficient, and it also has to be Matzoy in order to be over on Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzoy.
So actually, there's a double chiddush. Do you have the language of Tosas in front of you?
Yeah. Should I start from the ending when he quotes Pesachim?
Yeah, but also get in. I think it does have that in what it says about Shibud, which is also a really interesting topic. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So the Shibud parts
a little before, right?
Yeah. So he says, "V'chein nachrish halval Yisrael al chemso ilav." Ilav de Nachri mi Yisrael lo kani lo haya nesar. Af mashkeno b'shas halva so de lo kani. Kevan she disha lo b'shas halva hava kani b'shas halva. Nami hava elim shivude de Nachri.
Elim shivude de Nachri, yeah.
Shivude de Nachri. She lo yitzdarech levaro. The af al gav de hava di Yisrael v'karina b'shalcha mi kol malkom Minda afke a kra milo yimatze, lo machayev ela kishim matzoi lo legamre. The kevan de alim shivude, the nakri lo chashiv matzoi.
Oh. So basically, he's comparing the din, because I spent a little time again reviewing Shnei Dvarim Rishus HaShel Adam. And the extent to which Asana Kasev Kibbushuso. And then I was also doing the parallel, which is Lo Yimatzei, which is Mechayev Machmir, in terms of Kabbalah Zacharias. Right? and that's, but let's not forget the other side. I want to do them both at the same time, which is lo yimate the kula, which says, ah, but if yichid labayis, you're good. Right? Just like I was comparing the two chumras, let's compare the kula and the chumra. Same question. Namely, yichid labayis teaches, lo yimate and yichid labayis teaches you that we're just, that you've got, you know, everything's hanging by a thread. You know, you've got these kulas, you know, to look for. Opposite implications, but parallel idea. And lo yimatzei is a broader idea on the kula side too. Right? Or no, it's just very specific about schiras makom and yichid labayis. Right? In which case, what we're saying is, schiras is kanya, you know, legabe chametz. We're not saying much more than that. Or if you want to like say like Shagas Aryeh, you know, when you have the Chumra of Lo Yimatzei, so you can also put it together with the Kula of Lo Yimatzei. If you have Kabbalah Sakrayas, and that's the only thing that's making you Chayiv, then if you also have Yichud Bayis, then, you know, that kind of cancels out the Lo Yimatzei. Right? As opposed to the way I would want to say it, which is, you know, both Kabbalah Sakrayas and Yichud Labayis have to be tested in terms of the new criteria that applies specifically to Chametz, formal Rishos, or Yachas and Tziruf Legavra. And therefore, the Mishmash, just like we're talking about in the Balamor, right? Nochri Shekiv Shaso's connection to Kabbalah Zacharias, right? Even though there's no Kabbalah Zacharias, that's part of the same topic. So both for Kabbalah Zacharias and for Yichud, you know, depending on these three, four different options, how to explain it, you know, their relationship is also very interesting. So in Yichud, so in Kabbalah Zacharias, want to know, Legabe Chametz Areza Shalo, and there are no more Nafkamina, or the Nisuach is, you know, correct, and not just regarding the consequence, but regarding the essence of it. Yes or no? And the Gabi Yichud Labayis, it's a din in Schiras Kanya Lagabi Chametz. Or no, it's not Schiras. It's not even on Chametz level, it's not Schiras Kanya. You don't so need, you know, that level of Bailos Rishus or whatever. So Tosas Bab Metzia, actually, you could say, oh, whatever you're going to say in one direction for Lei Matzei, either it's going to be Exeris Akasuv redefining something local, or it's going to be broad. No, not necessarily. Tosan Bab Metzia basically sounds like he thinks that the Kabbalah Zacharias part is Hareza Shalo Legabe. Again, one more time, Yonatan.
So he says, regarding the Pesachim part, that he's asking. Or the Shiva part.
What I want to show is that Tosas and Pesachim on the Yichud Labayis part is admitting that this is a huge kula, and he's applying the kula to other dinim, other categories of halacha, including Shibud Hagoy as well. At the same time, he's making it sound like the Kabbalah Zacharias part of Leimatzei is a din in Shalom. So one more time, just read those points.
It says also the Hachli Nami. I'm reading Parakam of the Pesachim. Yichud Lo Bayis Ein Zochuk Levayer. Afal Gav the Choshev Legamri Kishel Yisrael. Give on to Kabbalah Chayes.
One second. Afal Gav the Choshev Legamri Kishel Yisrael. Is that true? Because it's Kabbalah Zacharias from the guy. I wouldn't have formulated it that way, or at least not, you know, with impunity. Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a very strong statement. Keep going.
Kevan de Kabel Achrayus, Mikol Makom, Kevan de
Yichud. Keep it to Kevan. It goes on the last part.
Mm-hmm. Mikol Makom, Kevan de Yichud Lo Bayis, Ino Matzoy Etzlo.
Now he's saying, he's not saying, well, Yichud Lo Bayis Adin and Schiris Kanya and whatever. What does that have to do with Shibud Hagoy? Right? So what he's doing is the Chumra part, he's upgrading. And the kula part, he's expanding, you know, to apply to other dinim. Very possible to do the opposite. We'll see Rabbeinu David in a minute. So the Ramban also, at least in a couple of lines, I'm not sure, also seems to say Kabbalah Zacharias as Hareze Shalom. I'm not sure how much he means it. Not sure how much he means it. But the Ramban and the Chidushim, anybody have the line? Lamadnu mikan. I mean, what is it? Yeah. Lamadnu mikan. Shedin chemso she Yisrael atzmo. Kedin chamet shol nachri she kibbal of Achrayas. Utravayu b'rshus Yisrael over. B'rshus agoy eino over debatechem ksiv. Interesting. Meaning, what's the Chiddush of the Ramban? Eli Hyman? In the piece and in his Parashat Torah, as we've discussed.
So he says that in order to be chayav for Bal Yirah Bal Imatzah, you needed to be both Shelo and Bershuto.
Except, right. I'm not sure if he means I completely resolve to get back to that. Let's say, just say it in a more minimalist way.
Maybe that in order to violate it, or if chametz is in the reshut of the non-Jew, then you're going to be pater, like there's no bayir rabbi.
As opposed to what I'm trying to avoid for the Ramban, is that it's true for any eino bershusa, because we don't know that in the Ramban, right? That was an additional step, implicitly without fanfare, taken by the Rishonim, some of the Talmidim. Okay, but either way, correct. So what's he trying to say? Now, where's the makor for that? Mechilto, great. But where's the makor for that in the Gemara?
In the Gemara, we saw it in from Yichid Labayis.
In Yichid Labayis, because Ramban learns like Rabbeinu Tam against Rashi, namely that we're dealing with what's the case of the Gemara? This Kabbalah Zacharias. On chametz shel akum, but if you're yichid labayis, then the chiddush of lo yimatzei is that what? That's considered like chemtzo. The yichid labayis neutralizes. Put it that way. Now you could have said, okay, first of all, if you hold like Rashi, it's a whole different sugya, right? But even if you don't hold like Rashi, even if you hold like Bali Tosis, like the Bali Tosis wedded to the position of the Ramban, that being Motzi Mershuso, Lershus Akum is always Poter, Eli? I mean, they interpret the Gemara, or the Ramban interprets the Gemara like Tosis, but is Tosis wedded to that Shita?
I guess not necessarily.
Right, why?
Maybe you could say that it's like just a special din in Yichid Labayis, but it wouldn't necessarily apply in all cases.
Well, if it applies to Yichid Labayis, then Kol Shekein, it would apply to the physical Rishus Nachri, which some Rishonim say. So that part of it I don't agree with. However, what's more vulnerable? Where does Yichid Labayis exempt you, and then Kol Shekein Rishus Akum would exempt you?
Only with Kabbalah Zachariah, but not necessarily with Chametz Shelo.
Exactly. And maybe even only Kabbalah Zachariah's Bechemsa Shogai. Right? I'm not even sure about Kabbalah Zachariah's Bechemsa. Number one, because it's Chemsa Shogai, Rishus Goy, on some level. Number two, because maybe the Achrayas on Chemsa Shogai, right, is inferior to the Achrayas on Chemsa Shel Yisrael in terms of, you know, triggering a kind of bilus. Correct? We don't know in Tosis that Tosis agrees. All we know in Tosis is that Chemsa Shel Goy, Shekibel Olav Achrayas, Sheyichud Labayis is Potter, And I think it's fair to say kol shekein, right? Shehu birshuso, birshuskoi. Anything more than that, we do not know. How did the Ramban get that? I mean, that's kind of what he's saying, right? That's what these words mean. Lamadnu mikan. From what? From the sugya. Or the combination of the sugya and the mechilta. But once you say it's not only from the mechilta, but the it shows how you're reading the Gemara. Lamadnu mikan. Shadin chemtso she Yisrael atzmo. Kedin chomet shol nachri shekibol olam achrayas. Utravayu. Bishus Yisrael over. Bishus agoy. Eino over. Nice. I'm saying you have to read these things carefully. I'm not criticizing. I'm saying it's hard to read them carefully. But what I mean to say is there's always these are Rishonim. So there's always a payoff when you read them carefully. What the Ramban here is saying, the Ramban is equating Chemtso Shel Yisrael Gomor Kol Shekein Chemso Shel Yisrael Shekibol Olam Achrayas to Chemso Shel Goy Shekibol Olam Achrayas. Correct? Now, how do you do that? There can be two possibilities to explain the Ramban. Ellie?
I'm not sure what they would be.
I'm saying we've established that the Ramban says something that is not obvious. I mean, the Ramban is making a statement, important statement, a statement which I don't know that Tosus agrees with. I suspect that they don't agree with it. Definitely not about Yisrael Gomor, Yisrael Chemtso, you know, B'yichid L'bayis. Or Chemtso, even Birshus Goy. Correct? So I'm saying, what is the Ramban's leap based on? Romy, what would you say? I can think of two things.
I'm not sure.
Do you agree that there's a leap?
I'm trying to get there. I don't know.
Okay, you have some skeptical, is your skepticism based on, you haven't absorbed it yet, or you have a question or a problem?
No, I'm still just thinking it through, I think.
What?
I'm just thinking it through, I think.
Okay, great. That's a very honest and good answer. Jonathan? Zach?
Does it have to do with, like, Ratzon B'Kiyumo? And like the Ramban, the Ramban shita about Rotsa B'Kiyumo, and like if it's not as long as it's not Birshuscha, it's like a sign that you're not Rotsa B'Kiyumo.
It's very. I do think. I mean, I've been wondering that a lot. You know how this fits in with Ramban's Rotsa B'Kiyumo, but let's leave that aside for a moment. Just the equation itself, Akiva. Sounds like are you exercising your fingers, or you're trying to.
Well, I think either you could say that the Ramban, like what we were saying before, the Ramban actually thinks that Achrayas is Shalom.
He thinks of what?
That being Makabal Achrayas is like Shalom, and therefore there's no difference between, you know, your Chametz or Chametz that you're Makabal of Achrayas. Or you could say that the Ramban thinks that they're not, you know, fundamentally the same thing, but practically they would be, and I don't know why. What the Nafkamina would be, but he doesn't necessarily need to say that they're the same thing. But right. In this case, they are, and I'm not sure what the Nafkamina would be.
Correct. I mean, again, in a way, the equation in the Ramban is a little bit opposite, because really, except that not in the context, because the Gemara's case is Chemtso Shalakum Shekibol Olam Achrayas. So if he wants to say, well, Chemtso Shel Yisrael is the same, we can understand that, even if his goal is the first Akiva's number one shot. Which is, the Ramban here is saying, Kabbalah Sachrayas, Ligabe, based on Leimatze, for our purposes here, is the equivalent of Shalom. Right? Kind of like the language of Tosas in Bam Metzia a little bit. The other possibility, even though he switches the order, but he switches the order because of the Gemara, because of the case. The other possibility, which I think Akiva was trying to formulate, is that the Ramban is just completely taken, not because of our Gemara, but the combination of our Gemara, or our Gemara, in light of the Mechilta, Ramban is really sold on Rishus being a prerequisite. So the Ramban's saying, I know, there's a difference between Kabbalah Sakrayas and Shiloh. Kabbalah Sakrayas is inferior to Shiloh. But based on the Mechilta, that inferiority is not the reason. If it wasn't for the Mechilta, then we would explain the Gemara based on that inferiority. Kabbalah Sakrayas, particularly Shel Goy, which is even less than Shel Yisrael, is certainly short of Chemtzel Shel Yisrael. Therefore, you can't learn anything from one to the other. But what you see from the Mechilta is that how much Shiloh there is not the point. There's a Gzeres HaKasuv of Bibatechem or Bigvulchem, which says that Rishus is either a sine qua non, you need it for Bal Yirah, or at least that Rishus Goy is Mufka. Right? In which case, it doesn't matter that you have a stronger Shiloh, you're still missing the 50% or the requirement that you need. I'm not equating Kabbalah Sakrayas and Chemtza Shiloh. I'm saying, notwithstanding the difference, the Mechilta has taught us, and that's why we understand the Gemara now, right? That without Rishus, it doesn't matter anyway. Okay, everybody with me? Those, I think, are the two possibilities within the Ramban. Just don't know. I think I'm not sure if he knew what motivated him. You know, it's a little more. Now, if you look at the Ramban a la Torah, you also have kind of a line like, just one more second. You kind of have a line like that in the Ramban a la Torah too. Anybody have that? And then I'll take the question. In the last paragraph. Okay. Ulefize, Omer Begumar Psachim. See, here again, it's much more heavily weighted. I think one of the Chidushim, naturally, because the Chidushim were written on the Gemara. The Gemara's context is Chemtza Shalakim Shekibal Alavachrayas and Yichad Labayas. And the context is a rejection of Rashi, an affirmation of Tosis, and then the add-on of the Mechilta. Of course, in the Perush Al HaTorah, right, the context is a rejection of Rashi because of the Mechilta. Right? So it's only in the end of the piece, but then this is the way he says it. Fiza Omer B'Gemara, Yichad Labayas Ein Over, Lomar, Shechomet Shonachri, Shekibal Olav Achrayas, Afal Pi Shenidon Kishalo, Eino Oser L'Brishus Yisrael. So again, that line, Afal Pi Shenidon Kishalo, is very fascinating. Is it really Nidon Kishalo? Of course, I mean, again, it's, you know, what does it mean, Nidon Kishalo? He's not saying that it is Shiloh, because it isn't true in Kol Torah Kula. Does he mean that Legabe Chametz, it's Nidon Kishiloh, there's no Nafkamina, they're the same? Point number one. Or is this his way of saying, again, that, you know, the requirement of Rishus is Ma'akev, and therefore, like, even if it's Nidon Kishiloh, you know, it's not going to help you without it. Not sure. Who had a question? Eitan?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I don't know how much this is milchak for that, but I'm saying if the Ramban himself thinks that for the Chi of Darabanan, there's a chilek, then is that more mashma that, yeah.
So that's the next point I was going to make. Thank you so much. And that is, I will say it this way. Now, having discussed, I'm not sure which is the right way to read the Ramban, either Ramban. I do think, again, it's another example where the Perush Al HaTorah and the Chidushim, you know, there's a little difference in emphasis, but, you know, they kind of cover the same ground in an interesting way. But now the question is, the other Ha'ara of the Ramban in both places is that there's still a difference, you know, with regard to the Dindurabbanan. Right, Eitan, what's a Dindurabbanan?
That even when it's in the Rishus of the Goy, there's still a Chiyav Darabbanan to be Mevarit.
the shaloh is different than the rishos.
Right.
For the daraisa, you need shaloh uberishuso. And he means physical rishos, or at least rishos goy, at least, is ma'ake. But he says, midrabanan, as long as there's bailus Yisrael, right, there's still a chi of drabanan of biur, even rishos goy. Mashein kain, Eitan?
It was just Kabbal Sachrayas.
Kabbal Sachrayas. So since that's a din d'rabbanan and not a din d'oraisa, how do you weigh that against the Ramban's formulations in both places, right, equating them? Hard to know. But it's definitely part of the mix. Okay, that's what you wanted, that's the point you were trying to make, right? Yeah? So this is in the Ramban.
Going back to the Tosas in Bava Metzia, doesn't Rebbe think the language of Chashiv Legamri Kishal Yisrael is just very similar to the Ramban's language ala Torah, Nidon Kishalo?
No, I think the extra word Legamri.
Meaning it's Legamri Kishal Yisrael.
Right.
As opposed to being Legamri Shal Yisrael or Shal Yisrael Legamri.
I don't know. It sounds stronger to me. But, I wouldn't argue too much. I think it's these kind of things are in the ear of the Shomea. I think both, all things being equal, are important. Lashonos. Let me just contrast it, with certainly many Achronim who, again, I mentioned the Shagasari and the Minchas Chinuch. They see Kabbalah Sachrayas as this, you could still say, well, because they have an expanded view of Shalom. But could be. But just to contrast it in Rishonim already, to Tosas Rabbeinu Peretz, I don't think I asked you to look at this, but. Tosas Rabbeinu Peretz. One second. The Dafka, this is on Dimramasal Mai Taima Hai Islay Kala. This is in the Behemoth Arnuna Sugya. But anyway, this is an interesting line of written parents. Tadafka kishachamit shalo, azer over mishim bayimatze, afhapi she'eno bebeso. This is where he's explicitly against the Ramban. Right? If you have chamit shalo, and it's eno bebeso, unless you think the Ramban is only beso shalako. Okay. Avachemza shogoy, eino over olav ba'yimate, kiven she yichid labayis. Now, is he saying yichid labayis will not work in chemza shalo, only in chametz shogoy she kibel olav achrayis? Da'avagav de kibel achrayis mikol makom eino she Yisrael. Da eino chayev ela o mignav o mitvid. B'shasa Yisro kol yimei Pesach adayin lo mitvid v'lo hayachayi v'lo avashalo. So this is the Tosar Ben Peretz trying to explain that the din of Yichud Labayis is limited to Kabbalah Sachrayas. You could have said Kabbalah Sachrayas shall go. Okay? You want to go further, Kabbalah Sachrayas shall Yisrael. But even the formulation, both the formulation and the nafkamina are clear, right? Yichud labayis is not going to work. Bayis acher is not going to work, right? You could have had a middle shita. You could have said, if it's chemza shalo, then only real bayis shalacherim, it's poter. But if it's kabbalas achrayis, then even yichud labayis. That's kind of what the Shagasari is saying, about the two, the Chumra and the Kula, kind of limiting each other. Right? Okay. So, of course, again, you have to look for more nisuchim, and you have to look for more nafkaminas. But, we can, this whole question of how limited it is or expansive it is also an issue of nafkamina. Okay? I think Tani brought, where's Tani? Tani brought to my attention the Tosa Rosh in Sanhedrin, Kufyud Beis, which also, I think, has a strong language that Kabbalah Zacharias is Kishalo Lagabe Dinze. Yeah? Tani? Yeah. You have it there?
Yeah. So he says, he's contrasting Ayurli Matze to the Getter of Shlola for Yerni Dachas, where Acharias is not Kedidei. And he says, Yishlomar the shiny hasan dichsiv lo yirelecha bekevan sheishlo shaychus bo shechayev bishmiraso bipriaso imyiftabo v'yignavo ya'aved lecha karinabe.
Yeah. So again, you know, like we're discussing, nidon, lecha karinabe, legamri, but it's a strong language. He doesn't just say chayevu. Midin lo yimatze. Sounds like lo yimatze has expanded lecha. Has it made it equal to real lecha? Or is there some still room for compensatory stuff? Not clear. But it's a gratuitous escalation. Right? Does he also have their Shomer Chinam or not? I thought you told
yeah,
me that.
Yeah, he's even within the Shomer Chinam.
Yeah, so that's another chiddush, right, Tani? Namely, and saying this even about Kabbalah, even about Acharias Shomer Chinam. Okay. For example, in the as we know, Rashi, the Bahag and the Ritvan and so on. You know, it's an interesting whole discussion, and there's some who understood Rashi here, you know, is referring to Shomer Chinam as well. So that triggers. You know, can you ever say Shomer Chinam? You know, it's Kishalo. Like again, what we've mentioned a couple of times, you know, which is this whole question of how Kishalo, it's easier to say for Yisrael than for Goy. It's easier to say for formal than for pragmatic. It's easier to say for Shoel than for, certainly for Shomer Chinam, you know. So the question is, are you also going to be mechalik between them? Okay. But anyway, the Tosa Rosh in Sanhedrin, Tosa and Babitzia, Ramban in both places, in sharp contrast to Tosa Serena Peretz, some of the other Lishonos and Rishonim, and especially, you know, the Shagas Aryeh and the extended Minchas Chinuch, right, represent a very important argument.
I thought Tosar Rosh actually saying somewhat the opposite. That he's just saying he's expanding to Shomer Chinam because he's saying you don't really need Lagabe Bayra, real Bailas. All you need is Shaychus. So for that, even a Shaychus Lagabe Pshia is going to be sufficient. He's not saying that it's actually your Bailas.
But language, I think, goes further than that. That's what I'm trying to say.
I thought within Tosa and Babmitzia also, like, it's hard to know what exactly they mean because their Tosa and Babmitzia begins with, like, Shalcha Karinabe, because you have the issue of Shalcha Lagabe Shalakum. So, like, when it comes to determining whether there's the, it's not about per se bilis. It's just the Gemara itself says you need Shalcha and not Shal Achirim.
But the Gemara has it as Lo'i Matze. All I'm saying is, in the end of the day, these are subtle questions, but in the end of the day, you could say what the Achronim say and what Tosfos Bnei Peretz says, but especially what the Achronim say, which is the Kabbalah Zacharias is just an expansion based on Lo Yimatze. Not, in other words, in Achanami, it's not included in Lecha, but it is included in Lo Yimatze. Right? To say that because of Lo Yimatze in the Gemara, you know, therefore, this is under the rubric of Lecha, you know, and then to add legamri or to say kedidei dami, you know, that's what kind of takes away, you know, from what you're suggesting. The inclusion of Shomer Chidam, I would have also agreed, would be more about Tziruf and more about, you know, Rotsa Bikiyum, or that kind of a thing. But it's not the first time either that we encounter, you know, such a thing, that Shomer Chidam is also like a Shir and Bailus. It's hard. It's very hard to say. Certainly if you're like a Rambam, very hard to say. But although not impossible, just like we find, I think I mentioned in some of the Ibn Ezra and the Chizkuni and a few others, that like Shoel is a Chisaron and Shmira. Very hard to say, you know. So yeah, you have to weigh. You have to weigh the content of what they're saying against the gratuitous, you know, extra language that they're using. Okay, but this is the issue. Okay, and what about on the other side, before we get back to Rashi for a minute, what about Yichud Labayis itself? So again, I thought clearly Tosis and Bava Metzia was saying, Yichud Labayis, you know, that's right, you know, huge kula. And there are other kulas, you know, like, you know, Shibuda, Olim Le Shibuda, you know, Da'akob and so on. So, of course, we have encountered this before, that Yichud Labayis is a, you know, is a kula. This goes back to a little bit to Rabbeinu David. You know, I want to contrast this with Rabbeinu David. Right? Rabbeinu David, already on Dalet Amud Aleph, when we talked about Masechta and Socha, we read it then, and I mentioned then that we should keep it in mind, you know, when we get to Vav Amud Aleph, which we are. So his language seems to be very much in keeping with seeing Yichud Labayis as a kind of Schiras Kanya, right, for Lo Yimatze, as opposed to saying, you know, Schiras Lo Kanya, but it's Matsui. Okay? Anybody have that on Dalet Amud Aleph? Second. One second. Oh, va'emes bazeh shezeh achametz is dalad amadal. Ein over of bal yorba imatzei lo masker lo socher zeh sheinu shelo zeh lepi sheinu brishuso shasocher zeh kvar niknalo habayis l'schiros b'kesub shar b'chazaka v'habayis hu birshuso legamri le'inyan another legamri birshuso legamri le'inyan chametz. Okay. What schiras is not kanya, right? Kilarina lekaman, afagav the schiras lo kanya, shiny hachid the afkir achmana belashon lo yimate. Umaachar shachametz hu birshuso shel socher in a masker over b'bayir b'yimate afagish shachametz hu shelo kol shkein shasocher in shelo. In overlap, of course, this kolshkin is important because, again, remember, Rabbeinu David is expanding the Ramban, right? As we said before, Eli confirmed it, right? The Ramban himself only says that Rishus Goy is poter, and it's connected to Yichud Bias Legoy. He never says that Rishus Harabim or Hefker or Rishus Yisrael Chamero or Yichud Bias of Yisrael Chamero. He never says anything like that. We'll get to it in a sec. Why should be Bechalik? I think there are two ways. But Rabbeinu David and Maram Chalava, all the Chachmei Provence, obviously they're working off the Ramban. They're practically quoting the Ramban. Right, and they just assume, like the way the Shagas Aryeh quoted actually in the Ramban, "Upashut shehu adin l'Yisrael chaver." I don't think it's so pashut. The Netziv didn't think it was pashut. I think the Pnei Yeshua didn't think it was pashut. they think that the Ramban is limited to Goy. Excuse me. But actually the Ritva, when he quotes the Mechilta, is clearly working off the Ramban. But the Mechilta, when the Ritva here, when he quotes the Mechilta, makes the Mechilta say words that the Mechilta never said. Just interpolates it. This can happen. They this is how they understood it. But again, it's important for us to chart it and to be aware of it. So the Ritva here Ugdolo mizu omr b'mechilta, tamar yichel abayis, lo yimatzei b'vateichem, prat lechem so she Yisrael, she'eno b'beiso, she'eno over alav. Does the mechilta say that? Lo yimatzei b'vateichem, prat lechem so she Yisrael, she'eno b'beiso, she'eno over alav. Those are the words of the mechilta? Right, Ezra, shaking his head, that's good. What are the words of the Mechilta? Ezra Ramban quotes them correctly.
I think the Mechilta uses the Lashon of Rishis Nachri.
Lo yimotze bevatechem, has it go, prat lechem tzo, shel Yisrael.
Rishis Nachri.
Rishis Nachri. So how did the Ritva get the words? He had different gifts on the Sheinu Bebeso. The person who did the footnotes here did half a good job. He says Ayin Shagasarye, who says that it's even Brishus Arabin, and he mentions Amram Chalava, Brishus Yisrael Acher, and then he mentions, look at the Rabbi Rucham Fishel Perla. What he didn't mention, which he should mention, is my first line would have been Ayin B'Mechilta. You know, va'ayin b'ramban, b'chidusha v'u b'perisho la'torah. I would have said, listen, the Mechilta does not say those words. All the Mechilta says is goy. The Ritva, two generations after the Ramban, and if the Ramban has already been interpreted by Rabbeinu David, Amram Chalava, and the Meiri, and so on. You know, Ramban put the Mechilta on the map here, as far as I know. And this Mechilta. And they all said, like Rabbeinu David says it is a Pashat also, just like, you know, how's it go? Af kishu, kim shachometzu b'rishus nachri, im b'chometz avrala, af kishu b'rishus Yisrael, kim okein, in over love minadin. Shouldn't come up on me in a rishuso. Masha umrava la tarosha la kem shogavoa. After show Yisrael at a yachalamite. Elisha afu muzer loving also the shahoso. You know, you need to explain a little bit. Ah, no Jew's going to leave, you know, chametz around like that. Okay. Komakom chachazun. And then he has the draban on the Ramban, as the Ramban understands it, etc. Maram chalava likewise. Earlier, has it that way again on Dalit of Dalit. Oh, I shouldn't put away my Rabbeinu David. Right, this is the evolution of a doctrine here, which is doesn't make it untrue, Chalila. But it's just again, it's important to understand why others. It's clear that Rashi and Tosis didn't think the whole thing, even in Bailas Sholis Shalakram. They have to have a whole different reading of the Mechilta. Kasamishna, I think, suggests a whole different way to Rambam. Rambam, Rashi, right? Rambam, Perek Dalet Halacha Beis clearly doesn't hold it. So the Kasamishna has a whole explanation. How does he read the Mechilta? Rashi and all the Torah didn't. That's what Ramban's taking him to task. Tosis or Beit Peretz explicitly doesn't. And even Tosis, very likely, based on Tosis Rebbeinu Peretz, that, you know, Yichud L'Bayis is limited to Kabbalah Zacharias, Shel Goy, or Kabbalah Zacharias generally. There's no such thing. What am I looking for? Ah, the Maram Chalava and Dalet Amud Aleph There's an old one. You know, I'm just going back to this part of the Chazara. No, so leave that for next week. This is the Mechilta on Dalet Amud Aleph, on Maskir. He quotes it correctly, unlike the Ritva, accurately. Then he adds, V'hu hadin nami, L'chemsa sheyisrael b'shus yisrael acher. Rabbi David tried to give an explanation. Okay? Yeah, it's not going to happen. Maybe that's the Ram Kalav also. Okay. Well, what's clear, all the Chachmei Meiri, the Sefer Mechtam, they just all went in head first. They're all in. But clearly the Ramban is the pivotal breakthrough. That seems clear. But the Ramban only said it by Nachri. Either way, get back to that in a second. But Rabbeinu David, as I mentioned on Dalet Amud Aleph, so again, you have this escalation. You have the Rishonim saying, yeah, what's the difference? Because they think it's Eino Brishus Yisrael. That's the important thing. Make sure I get back to the Ramban before we finish today on that point. Because if Ramban does limit it, which according to the Netziv and some of the Achronim and Pnei Yeshua is the case, and either way, we don't have any evidence that he doesn't. We understand the logic of Rabbeinu David, of the Ritva, of the Chachmei Provence, right? So make sure I get back to that. But before I do it, I want to get to the other point for a second. So on Dalet Amud Aleph, it's clear that the Rabbeinu David, at least in formulation and in spirit, is saying to you that Yichud Labayis, that Lo Yimatze, that he's talking about Tzchiras there, that Tzchiras is Kanya because of Lo Yimatze for Chametz. That's a very different formulation than Tosfos and Bava Metzia, than a lot of the Rishonim. What does it say in Vav Amud Aleph? Says, I'll get back to that part. Just a second. Emes Kamosha Pirush Rabbeinu Yaakov, meaning that it's Kabbalah, in the case of the Gemara, it's Kabbalah Zacharias. Batam, She'eni Yisrael Mitzchayev Bechemtza Shel Goy, the Afal Pisha Kibbalah Bechrayas, Hoil Belo Echniso Labayas. His, you know, expansion of the Ramban even to Yisrael, right? The Chayin Omer b'Mechilta, and then he says, "Mikol Makom Nira Shein Ze Ela B'Din Torah." But the Rambam, it's not that way, and so on. No, sorry. Where's the? I'm sorry. Earlier. Sorry. Elavat kishomer yach yichud labayis vaday dinacheru afle kishakibal achrayis kavoshin nefarish vaod shema shomerun lememer the skiris kanya in a mechuvah kafizu shita according to Rashi de lo amrina, this is the key line, sorry, de lo amrina skiris lo kanya, this is sensational. Ela she'ein gufa karka nikna l'socher l'zman aschirus sh'li kare beso shel Yisrael. She'harei hu mischayev mishum lo tovi to'eva el beisecha. Aval le'inyan achrayas dover boruhu she'ena maskir chayev lishmor b'achrayas mashamachnas l'beso ben she'nomar schirus kone ben she'nomar schirus lo kanya. So this even expanded on what he said on Dalet. Right? On Dalet, it was clear that he seemed to be saying that the Lo Yimatzeh of Yichud Labayis teaches you that Legabe Chametz, Schirus is Kan. Now he's even expanded it more in a way by explaining why that isn't so shocking anyway. Okay, Lior Levinson, what is he saying? I'll give you a hint. It's an old friendly concept of ours.
I'm not sure.
Yitzchak? Weiss?
The idea that the Achrayus would be the primary factor?
What does that have to do with Schirus being Kanya in Lo Yimatzeh?
Well, he's saying that it shouldn't matter whether or not Schirus is Kanya. Meaning, according to Rashi, Schirus Kanya wouldn't matter.
Yes, and right. But why? He's saying something more than that. I think you know. I think you're getting it, but I don't think you're saying it. Tovia?
I'm not sure.
Jonathan? Wait, hold on the page here. I have to look at the people on the other page. Yitzi? David? Any of the Davids? Yalbtach, David Blank.
Could it be that he's not Kona the Karka itself, but he's Kona the ability to use the Karka?
Say that one more time.
He, the Goy has to, is Kona the ability to use the Karka, but not. Because he's saying Gofa Karka Nikna, but he has.
Right. In other words, this reminds us of what? Of our discussion of Schirus Kanya, right? And especially of the possibility that it's a far more complicated question than people have it, right? As we discussed, I mean, the Rambam says that Schirus is Mechira Liyomei. Even though the Gemara seems to say that with regard to Loso Savi Toeva and with regard to Trumos, you know, and Karshine Behemto and those kind of things, the things that we discussed, that Schirus is Lokanya. The Bali Tosis, on the other hand, in Bab Metzia and Azav, and also in Asocher and Tzadivav, seem to say, even the Gemaras that say, like, you know, no, they mean Sigzeres HaKasuv, think they're, but Schirus is Lokanya. But the Rambam's a problem. And we were trying to explain Rashi, right, David? That what?
We were trying to explain for Rashi that maybe when it comes to Schirus,
that Schirus HaMafteach will work for Schirus. Why?
Because you're given the ability to use the karka.
Right. We're trying to suggest a middle view, which is that when it comes to the cheftza, or the long term, you know, again, the essential plant, it could be that Schirus is Lokanya. Because the past owner still remains, the titular owner. He's going to assume not only continue his title, but he's going to assume practical ownership as well in the future, right? But when it comes, we talked about Rabbeinu Yonason in the end of Bav Metzia, in Bais Valiya, but when it comes to Tashmishim, there you might say that Schirus is Kanya Legabe Tashmishim, right? So essentially, isn't that what Rabbeinu David is saying? De lo minan schidus lakanya, ela she'im gufa karka nikna lesocher, lezman haschirus, in gufa karka nikna lesocher, lezman haschirus, shelo yikare beso shel Yisrael, entitled, and that's what determines for lo soeva, lo savi, soeva besoch besacha, shayu meschayev, mishim lo tovi toeva besoch besacha, meaning the maskir. Avalin achrayas davar, something that is in your house, you're the socher, you're living in the house, you rent an apartment, you're watching something in your home. You're going to say it's not in your home? It's in the masker's home? Right? Davar bar shein a masker chayiv lishmor b'achrayis mashenachas the beso. Bein shenomar tzchirus kanya, bein shenomar tzchirus lo kanya. So that could be true in its own right. But remember that we're trying to put that together with his comment on Dalet Amud Aleph, where he says that Lo Yimatze determines that Tzchirus is Kanya when it comes to Chametz. So that, like, let's say we're going to say that, right? So would you say, you know, that Lo Yimatze just like, would you, in other words, say this is a much more expansive halacha, or it's a din in Schirus Kanya. It's a din, or things like it, maybe, but it's a din, it's a din Schirus Kanya, legabe Bal Yerubay Matze, or legabe Achrayas and Bal Yerubay Matze, frankly. By the way, I mean, the Shagasarye, when he has a safek, maybe you should say it L'chumr too. So ironically, I think it would be L'chumra, according to Rabbeinu David. Right? But not just Lakula. On the other hand, in a way, you know, his idea, which is that, oh, maybe it only works in Kabbalah Zacharias, like they kind of, you know, restrict each other. That's partially true, I think, for Rabbeinu David, but for a totally different reason. You know, not because Ein Lechabbalah Chidusho and so on, but because Lagabe Kabbalah Sakrayas, where you have a more tashmishim or pragmatic orientation towards ownership Lagawa, right? That should be limited to things like Achrayas. So you may get the result of the Shagasarye, but not for the reason of the Shagasarye. So I think Rabbeinu David is the counterweight to the view that Lo Yimatze has nothing. I mean, it says, it's Chirus Lokanya, but who cares? You know, who cares? Yichel Labayis, you demonstrated emphatically enough that you don't want anything to do with this. Right? That's not Rabbeinu David's reading. And there are nafkamina. Okay. Let's go back to Rashi and Ramban. I want to get these out of the way, but let's talk about the Ramban for a minute. So let's say the Ramban is limited. the Ramban, as we know, asks, Batechem Gvulchem. I already suggested an answer for other Rishonim, right? And I contrasted it with Shagasarye, who sees, and Ramban here a little bit, who sees Rishus in very physical terms. Shagasari even more. Shagasari can't understand what Kabbalah Zacharias on a pure level has to do with anything for the Mavkit. Right? So that I already discussed. That's fine. But now let's go back to the Ramban for a minute. Maybe there's something in all that can help us for a minute. Why would the Ramban... Again, it's hard to know in the Ramban, but the Mechilta only says Akum. Ramban only says Akum. Some Achronim say for the Ramban, it's only Akum. Okay? Well, why only Akum? The other Shita we could totally understand. Right? Because it's anything lacking Rishus. But this, first of all, there's another Ramban to remember. Aaron?
Could we say that the Akum is like Mufka?
Oh,
so
maybe. And which Ramban? Maybe.
I'm not sure which other Ramban, but
part of his critique of Rabbeinu Tam's Hefker was at least to raise the question.
Oh, Hefker.
Of what?
Or maybe Hefker would still be fine.
Remember when the Ramban said, you know, Rabbeinu Tam, you know, among other things, is assuming that Hefker is no by Rabbi Matze. And he said, how does he know that? The Xeris HaKasuv excludes Akum, and it excludes Hektish. How do you know it excludes Hefker? And I think the Ramban had a line in which he said, and the fact that you need separate psukim for Nachri Shekivshaso, Nachri Shelo Kivshaso, right? You know, doesn't it kind of demonstrate that the absence of Bailus alone, right, isn't enough necessarily? Meaning what? You need some sort of a poter. Right? So interestingly, as we have noted, this might have been implicit in some of the Rishonim already, but when we were talking about, you know, Tosis's question, which is, you know, why do you need separate limudims to exclude Akum and two questions of Tosis, right? One, why do you need separate limudim to exclude Akum and Hektish in Kala and other things, but not here? On the other hand, the opposite question, you know, why do you need a separate pasuk for Nachrisha Kivshaso and Eno Kivshaso when we don't require that in other places? Correct? So we talked about different answers to that question. And a little bit implicit in Tosas Shantz, maybe, you know, but explicit in the Shagas Aryeh, and Michatzchina calls and quotes part of it, is that maybe it depends what kind of din you're talking about. Again, we're a little bit cross purposes for these two examples, right? If you're talking about the need for bailus or the need for rishus and the absence of that as a condition to be mechayiv, so there's no special yichus, right, to two types of nachrim, or frankly, the difference between nachri and hektish. Because in both cases, in all cases, the truth, you might even think that Yisrael Chavero is excluded. And that, of course, is kind of when the Meiri, defending Rabbeinu Tam, says, what are you talking about? It's not a special yichus and hektish and gavoa. It's the absence of his personal bailus that we care about. Yeah, that works very well with the Meiri because he thinks that, you know, Yisrael Chavero, although again, that's not talking about Rishos. I don't want to confuse the two. I'm just using this as a broad example. But the Shagas Aryeh says this explicitly. Shagas Aryeh says the answer to Tosis's question about Gavoa and Kachim is that in Chametz, he says, listen, when it comes to Chala, the Chala that belongs to Yisrael Chavero is also chayav b'chala. You can't eat the tevel of chala that belongs to Shimon. I mean, you Reuven. You can eat the tevel of the chala that belongs to, you know, your non-Jewish neighbor, you know, Bartholomew or Sebastian. And I end up saying somebody's name and I'll get in trouble. But, right? I didn't go for like a simple Bob here, but, right? Says, what's the Shagas Aryeh's point? What he's saying is, when it comes to Chametz, you know, we need you to be the Bailim. And when it comes to Challah, we need there to be a Bailus HaPoteris. or at least a bailus she'ena mekayeves. So that's why gavoa and akum are bundled, because it's the same thing. Right? But the Ramban, who was questioning, forget about his maskana, they think the maskana based on Yerushalmi seems like, okay. But that could also be because either he had a change, you know, that proves it, right? Or it just proves that nobody's ownership, as opposed to Yisrael Chabero, or maybe it proves that Hefker is a chalos, you know, and has a shame, or is a rishus, the things we all discussed before. But at the end of the day, the whole discussion of the Ramban, when you contrast it with a little bit Tosha Shatz, a lot the Shagas Aryeh, certainly the Meiri's defense of Rabbeinu Tam, has the Ramban sensitive to the possibility. And Ramban quotes Nachrishan Kivshal Soneinu Kivshal, two types of Goyim. Right? True, one pasuk for Hekdesh and Akum. That feeds the narrative of needing Bailus. But two psukim for Akum feeds the narrative of Bailus Apoteris only. So it could be that the Ramban will tell you that what the Mechilta is saying is that the Rishus Akum is a poter or poteris. But Rishus Yisrael is not. Because he's, right? That's number one. Or number two, and I'm not sure if these aren't also overlapping, and that is, I was trying to suggest that for the Rosh, which is the way the poskim go, and the poskim de imam, that even the p'tur of the mafkid is contingent upon the achrayus of the nifkad, not just the chiyuv of the nifkad, right? That maybe that's because we look at that not as junior shalom, or not only as junior shalom, or some other, there's a kasev lame, let's say, forget about whatever relationship thing it is, etc. But then maybe it's a shiur kind of in rishus. You're not the owner, but it's in your domain, not just physically. Sometimes it's, you know, you need both, and sometimes maybe one is enough to be considered. You know, you're the bailam legabe rishus, because if what happens to it, where it is something that you're going to pay for. So maybe, and the Ramban, what does he think? No, depends physically on the rishus. Maybe there's a difference between rishus goy and rishus yisrael chavero. You know, maybe rishus goy is considered, you know, different chalos. You know, and by definition, it's in a rishuscha. But if, you know, if something is physically in your neighbor and Shimon's rishus, you know, maybe it's still considered to be rishus Ruvain, as long as they're all obligated in the same, there's no divide. I mean, chametz, it just doesn't have any meaning for a non-Jew. Not in Bailus and not in rishus. But for fellow Yisrael, Kol Yisrael Rehim Zelazeh, even from my point of view, he has a din chametz, or you want to say it in a more practical way, you could say, you know, his Shema Yochal is my problem too. I don't really mean it in that way so much, but, you know, if you wanted to make it a Siyag Daraisa. But the point is that me putting it in his Rishus is not a way of sufficiently distancing me, myself, from chametz, because it's Rishus Yisrael Chaveri, not in some foreign embassy. Maybe the Ramban would say Kabbalah Zacharias is necessary for that. I don't have any evidence that the Ramban applies Kabbalah Zacharias to Yisrael, but I can see somebody making the distinction. Either way, I think either of these two explanations, maybe there are more, would explain why the Ramban, or another way, third one, which is also overlapping a little bit, and that is that maybe you need Chiyuv acher, or some level of potential chiyuv acher, then that may be just a shirin chalos rishus, in order to be poter you. Okay. Oh, I'm getting okay. I think I'm gonna have to stop.
Rebbe.
Yeah.
Just on that point about the first shot on the Ramban, like based off Hefker, isn't that discussion of Hefker about removing bilus though, not about different rishus? Yes. They're talking about probably cases where it might even be in your house. Let's say chametz of hektish in your house, chametz shelgai in your house.
Correct. I'm using it more as a. I think I mentioned that already, and I'm using it. It's a good point, but I'm using it more to underscore that while the Meiri and that whole group saw all of these factors as prerequisites, the absence of which determines that there's no chiyuv, the Ramban at least was sensitive to the possibility, at least on the shallow level, that though that these are hafgos and peturim. And once that is the case, and once he himself, right, thinks based on the Mechilta that the factor of Rishus is going to be an issue, I think it's very possible, you know, that that's how he is applying the Din Rishus, just as he, you know, was going to apply it in Shalom. And maybe even Kol Shekin, you know, frankly. I think there's also a really interesting line in the Ramban, in his in the Chidushim, where he basically says, just one second, here when he talks about the Yichud Bayis, he says, before he quotes the Mechilta, he says, Uchidume uchim medume mayinu, shelo namru dvaramelu, namely, the Ptur of Yichud Bayis, quasi Rishus Shelgoi, right? Ela Bechemtso Shelgoi. Right? Anshematzasi Bemechilta Bevatechem Yatachemtso She Israel Shehub Rishus Nochri. So I think of that too as an interesting window, let's say, into the mentality, you know, of the Ramban. The Ramban was thinking that, you know, chemtza, why? Because of the Kabbalah Zachariah's factor, you know, already being maybe a name of Kabbalah Chidusho, and that's what changes, or because, you know, what constitutes, you know, Bershuso and a Bershuso, or whether we care about it, or whether that figures into Rotsa Bekiyuma and a Rotsa Bekiyuma, etc. You know, that's different between Chemtza Shel Goy and Chemtza Shel Yisrael. But either way, I think that all these kind of, you know, as I say, windows into his thinking are interesting. And I think that they may promote at least, you know, possible conclusion of distinguishing between Rishus Yisrael and Rishus Nachri.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
I also thought it was really also an interesting thing happened in the Ramban and the Ran. When talking about the Dirabanan, the Ramban makes it sound like, also I could say the Ran first, but the Ran makes it sound like if the Yisrael is ever Mekabalit Be'achrayis, a Pikadon, there's not going to be a Dirabanan only when it's actually his chametz.
Right.
But what the Ramban said was that if you're Mekabel the Pikadon Be'achrayis, and it's also not Pikadon of Yisrael's,
Right, the Ramban, which I think what you're saying is, the Ramban never even alludes to a case of Kabbalah Zacharias, which is not Shel Yisrael, which is not Shel Goy.
Right.
Whereas the Ran already does, which makes sense because the Ran, they're already discussing the whole issue of Kabbalah Zacharias per se. We still have to discuss the Rush, Meniona the Gonim, which Shagasari denies, but it's all there. That's a good point. Good horror. Okay, I'm going to have to stop. So Sunday, this is exactly what we're going to do. I want to finish up.
Sunday, I think Sunday is going to be on Zoom, by the way. I think that's the conclusion.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So again, I feel badly because I'm going to be not around the next week, you know, unless I come and, you know, use sign language, but I'd have to brush up on my sign language. Okay. So Sunday's on Zoom. What I want to do, I want to begin just, I made a suggestion for Rashi, which I stick by, some diukim, that Rashi in a way is like an opposite extreme, right? That Rashi thinks that there can be chemzo, there can be kabbalah zachrayas, and I'm sorry, there can be beli kabbalah zachrayas, chemzo shogoy, which you violate by Rabbi Matzeh for. And, you know, it's on that alone, that yichud bayis helps. There are two chidushim there. One is the one that's explicit in Rashi, that is that yichud bayis doesn't help you in kabbalah zachrayas of a non-Jew. Is that because he holds it's shalom? Or even though it's only kabbalah zachrayas, it's still not going to help you. But the second chiddush, the way I was suggesting it, was that, you know, if the guy comes in your house and he's holding chametz, you don't have to throw him out. But if you let him or you leave his chametz in your home, and especially if you tell him you could put it anywhere you want, then maybe that is, maybe you are machmir. And that, of course, is a huge, I mean, the Rishonim were very, very makel, by Lasan Rishos and so on and so forth. And that would be a huge chumrah. The Rambam also, I think, is mostly machmir. Anyways, so that's a suggestion I was making for Rashi. And I stand by it. But as we noted, the Ramban just kind of is in denial about Rashi. But I just wanted to document that the Ran kind of reinterprets Rashi from the Ramban, but a little further. So I want to get that. I want to discuss that language. And then a little bit of discussion of based on that in Maram Chalava and Rabbeinu David about Shomer Chinam for Rashi, if that would be the case. So to discuss that part, then I want to discuss the Shitas and the Rush, you know, Rabbeinu Yonah, the Gonim, the Rush, quickly, because mostly we've talked about it, but that's what gets discussed a lot in Shulchan Aruch, even though Shagas Aryeh was unhappy. Then I want to discuss some of the Ha'aros of Shagas Aryeh Minchas Chinuch. I've already given you the, at least my take on it, and some of the examples, but I want to document it just a little bit. And then at this time, I want to go through the other point, the other perspective on Dover Agorim. If we can finish all that Sunday, that would be great. And then I'll give you Mar Makomos. Either way, a little bit I want to discuss quickly. Isas and Behemas Arnuna. So I'll give you Makomos for that. And then I'm going to decide if we're going to discuss Shloshim Yom. We did Shloshim Yom a little bit last year, and some of the other issues connected to it in terms of Re'iyah, and I think, you know, pretty much we've covered. So either way, do that when I'm out. I'll be in touch, but definitely do the Shaklavataria. Maybe we'll start afterwards, after we finish Hamas and Isa Sarnuna. I'm not sure. Maybe we'll just start with Habodei Ktsar Shivarech, which is an interesting sugya. You know, Kol HaBrachos V'Varach HaMaleim Over L'Atziyasan. Maybe we'll try to do that. Get that in. And then again, some of the things on Ches, Tes, and Yud. Okay. So everybody should have a great day. Good Shabbat. So Sunday is no in-person.